Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
And now, we've spoken to some young dads lately about the impact of their new arrivals into their lives, but today we're going to turn the focus back on the mums, the new mums. The body, as we know, goes through a huge amount of change during pregnancy and after giving birth, and it can take a while to get used to all of those things and embrace them. The hair and makeup style expert and mother herself, Claire Devereaux, joins us in studio this morning to talk about what new mothers can do to look and feel their best in those hectic few months after giving birth. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Ryan.
And how splendid you look today. I have to say, on a Monday morning, you've just brightened the studio.
Thank you. You always say the sweetest things, Ryan. Thank you so much.
I say it to you because I mean it. It's not blamasse. It was like Kim Cattrall on Friday when I met her before the show. I said to her, your new program, I said, is tremendous. And I said, you can look at me in the eye and I mean it. Sometimes you can't mean it all the time and you have to say it out of politeness, but
I know
it's
you mean
really
it.
Good. Yes,
I know you mean
you know
it.
I'm talking the
it's
truth.
Good.
Okay, so listen, let's talk about this because this isn't really man territory, if you know what I mean. So I'm going to ask you about the post-baby body in a, you know, as respectful a way as you can appreciate,
of course,
as we're doing. Because after having the baby, you know, mums, it's probably like being hit by a bus, being honest about it. It's men will never quite understand the enormity of it.
No, men will never understand it. And that's probably just as well for you guys. You just can't handle it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, the thing is, you survive. You feel like, I felt amazing after having my baby, in the sense I felt strong. I could do anything. And sometimes if I'm very nervous about something or I'm facing something, I think, you know what, Claire, you did that and you're going to be fine. That's honestly the truth. But also, I was totally in shock, Ryan. And, you know, your body isn't the same after having a baby. It does go back. I think it's just the fear of not knowing. It's like when you find out you're pregnant, you just don't know which way you're going to be. And there is a sense of fear, especially on your first baby.
Well, tell me about the shock. What was the shock bit?
The shock, well, I think you're overwhelmed. I think there's a sense of trying to hold on to your identity. You kind of, I wanted to be very much still Claire, but with a baby. And I think there's a lot of my friends would feel the same. I suppose I was a little bit hard on myself, I think, after I had Isabella. But I think that's my message would be to be kind to yourself. Give yourself time. I think everyone needs that time after having a baby.
But you didn't practice what you're now preaching. So
well, I didn't know.
Right, so that's why you're allowed to come up with this theory, as it were. So you were hard on yourself in the sense that what you battered yourself back into shape way too prematurely, if you like.
Well, yeah, in a sense, I really wanted to get back into shape and I wanted to go back to work quite soon. I went back on just a part-time basis after about 6 weeks and I had a section. So, So I suppose from that point of view, I kind of was. And in retrospect, I would never do that. If I have another baby, I would never be as hard on myself. But there was a sense that I wanted to get back to being me.
Yeah.
And I felt that, you know, I should be able to do that. And also, you're bombarded with all these pictures of celebrities who look like they have left health spas after having a baby. And there is that element, and in the industry I work in, you kind of feel that pressure. So I'm going to absolutely say that, but in retrospect, I think the best thing you can do is to be kind to yourself, to give yourself time. After 3 months, you'll see a huge difference in your body. In 6 months, you'll see an even bigger change, that it's starting to go back to the way it was. And so don't panic. Obviously, that in-between stage after having a baby is very hard. You don't want to wear your maternity clothes. You never want to see them again. Your pre-pregnancy clothes, a lot of the time, they don't fit you. And the one thing, I think most women want to fit into a pair of jeans. It's always your jeans, you know. I don't know what
That's
it
the
is.
The test, the waist
it's
test.
The test.
Is it? Yeah.
You know what? Don't do it to yourself. That's what I say. Especially after having a section, you don't want to go there. They're too painful, too tight.
Sure.
Go out and buy yourself cheap, even, pair of jeans that fit you for the size you are now. Try to accept who you are at this time. If you've gone up to a size 14 and you're normally a size 10, give yourself the time. You're going to go back with a healthy diet and some exercise. You will go back to where you were. But just be gentle on yourself and dress for now so that you look good for this period of time rather than trying to squeeze yourself into something that's too tight and too uncomfortable.
Accept the physical reality. You've had a baby. It's
exactly.
The most enormous thing that Mother Nature can make you do.
Absolutely.
You've done it. So enjoy the achievement.
Yes.
Except that your body's a little out of shape to what it's used to be, but that's normal.
It is
100%. Not abnormal.
Exactly. It's totally normal and you have to just accept that. And this achievement, this beautiful baby that you have, you only have to look at that and say, well, didn't I do well? So I think it's just then to come around. After a couple of weeks of this euphoria, you start to face reality and you have the jelly belly and you don't feel as good as you normally do. But it does help if you try not to fit into your old clothes. Don't even look at them. Go and buy a few things. Don't spend a lot of money because you're not going to stay in these clothes for a very long time either.
Right.
These are a transition period.
Off to pennies then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Best place to go and just buy a couple of key pieces pieces, a nice black dress that's going to see you through the next few months, and some statement jewellery, things that like red, even a pair of red shoes, nice necklaces, things that kind of brighten up an outfit and make you feel good.
I was talking to a caller recently and she was just saying how she was in a mad panic to get the body back, and she was only a couple of months after having a baby.
Yeah.
But there was a sense that a feeling of being not feeling desirable, but also, and with that, and they seem to be obviously inextricably linked, is low confidence then as a result. I mean, this must be part of the postnatal, if you like, difficulty for some women, not all, obviously.
Yeah, I think every woman is different. It's very personal how you feel, if you feel very desirable. Some women feel extremely desirable and they end up with another baby within 12 months, obviously. So that's one way of looking at it. Mm. I think everyone's different. I definitely think after having a section and everything, desirable is definitely not a word I would have put there. But I think you have to help yourself to feel desirable, as in dressing, you know, feeling nice about yourself. Do go and have a shower, wash your hair every day. Get yourself kind of back to some routine that you would have had prior to having your baby. And I think that helps. Go out and buy some new underwear, because you wear such horrific underwear after having a baby and during maternity time, that I think sometimes it's nice to go out, buy some nice, if you're nursing. Even Dita Von Teese has a line of lingerie.
She's
a burlesque. Yeah, and she has nursing bras. She's a burlesque dancer.
Wow.
She has a whole line of maternity and nursing bras. And obviously, they're very sexy, Ryan.
Yeah,
and they're lace. So you don't have to be frumpy and be nursing. You can actually be very sexy, and your breasts obviously look
Dita
good.
Von You've got the maternity.
Yeah, she does. I know. See, you learn something every day, Ryan. You know.
We're an hour and 37 minutes on the air, and that's been the knockout moment for me so far. Go on. Anyway, so back to me distracted now.
I'm distracted in there. No, I think actually just trying to feel desirable does come from things like that. So go out and buy some nice lacy bras. Don't feel that you have to, or some pretty underwear, and get away from all the horrible. If you were wearing just big Bridget Jones knickers, get away from them. You're not going to feel sexy in those, okay?
Is it possible for women after having a baby, when they're at home, that in on maternity leave, or if they're stay-at-home mums anyway, to have any sort of downtime, or is it constantly fraught?
Well, it's a good question. I think, to be honest with you, in the beginning, you have to make the time. There is downtime. You don't see it at the time, if I'm being honest, because it's a whole new wave of, if you're breastfeeding, it takes time, feeding a baby, changing a baby, you're tired yourself. What I say to everyone, and the best advice that I got was from my mom, always your mom gives you the best advice.
Yes.
And there's two things. First of all, take any help that you're offered. You know, if your mom offers to come over and stay for an hour or two, to even let you go out and sit in a coffee shop and read a magazine and have a cup of coffee on your own, take that time. If anyone offers that, that's the first thing. And secondly, my mom always said to me, try to get up a little bit earlier than when the baby's due to feed. So if your baby normally feeds at 7 in the morning, and I know this is hell to try and get up that bit earlier when you're so tired, try and get up half an hour earlier and get into the shower, wash your hair, put a little bit of makeup on, get yourself dressed and
humanize.
Ready for the day.
Humanize.
Yes, because it's so hard. Once you start looking after the baby, it's very hard to start looking after yourself.
Let's do head to toe then, as much as we can, on the physical appearance and what can be done to maintain one's dignity and physical prowess, if you want to call it that. Obviously, the stomach is a key point to discuss. So let's go there.
Well, your stomach usually is very jelly-like. Obviously, your stomach has been stretched out when you're pregnant, so it would normally never be that size.
Yes.
And, you know, your muscles would be weakened. So obviously, dressing comfortably, first of all, accentuate your good parts. So as I said, if your boobs look good, wear something looser over your stomach. Tunic tops are fantastic. Obviously, from a beauty point of view, using oils and creams help. If you find your skin is very dry or you've stretch marks in that area, they will fade. And in the States, you know, when I was living over there, there was a huge fad for using these wraps, these belly wraps. Now, I don't know if you've ever even heard of them, but they're like a corset with Velcro. Obviously, you haven't.
No, I haven't.
And it's like a wrap that you put around your stomach, and it constricts all your muscles, makes everything supposedly tighten up and your body to go back into shape very quickly. And when I was pregnant, I remember saying to my husband, I'm definitely going to get one of those. Of course, after I had the baby, it was the last thing I wanted to do, because I couldn't even face anything tight on my stomach.
Mm.
But there are things like that out there. You know, celebrities like Jessica Alba, Angelina Jolie have all used these belly wraps. So they've given them kind of this celebrity status.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it. I've seen them in maternity shops, but that is another option if you find that that would help you. It might. Everyone's different, you know, so it really is tailor-made to how you feel after having a baby.
About the gym or fitness?
Well, I found walking fantastic. My little girl was colic and it was a nightmare. I used to walk around where I lived for absolutely hours trying to get her asleep.
Yeah.
But I found the walking, being out in the air, was great even mentally for me to have that kind
fresh
of break.
Fresh air is great that way, bizarrely. Yeah.
And if the weather permits, I think walking is probably one of the best things, and your baby will sleep as well. So that it's a added bonus.
How did you stay psychologically sane and strong with a colic baby?
It was very, very difficult, I have to say. I had help, my mom. I don't know, to be honest with you, Ryan, I think for the first year to 18 months, I was probably in a bit of a haze when I look back at it. It was just, I think mentally it's hard, you know, and sometimes harder than physically. I think your body can go back and you look completely like everything's going very well. But I think it's very hard juggling everything, particularly if you're trying to work and with a family. And it's difficult from that point of view. And that's why the walking is great. And I think if you do Pilates or yoga, something that kind of centers your mind.
A grounding.
Yeah, it really, really helps. A gym, I'm not really into gyms, but if you did it before, I think the main thing, Ryan, whatever you did before you were pregnant, to try and get some sense of that normality back. So if you were into the gym, go to the gym. If you did Pilates, try that again. You know, try to get back to something that you did prior to having baby.
Is the skin affected much in terms of...
Well, sometimes. I mean, sometimes women suffer with acne after having a baby and sometimes during pregnancy as well. And dry skin, a lot of women tend to get. So using a good moisturiser, very, very important after having a baby. It will also make your skin look more hydrated. Mm-hmm. And that obviously helps because you're so exhausted that your skin tends to look very dry and you're not sleeping a lot. So a great moisturiser for moms and dads. Work very well. And for acne, well, if you find your skin particularly bad, you need to go and have a chat with your doctor. That's usually the best thing because you might need a special medication or a special cream that's only on prescription.
And so there's dermatologists, as we know from last week, there are GPs who specialise in dermatology.
Yes.
So you don't have to go to the full consultant whack, or maybe they can transfer you on if it's that bad.
Exactly.
Let's talk about, of course, breastfeeding and breasts generally speaking. They're going to be deeply affected by the arrival of
Absolutely.
Baby.
Absolutely. And a lot of women suffer in different ways with this. Some women give up breastfeeding very quickly. It's something I didn't do it. I have to say I didn't. I used bottles. I was a bottle mom. Mm-hmm. But I just felt after having a section I couldn't have done it as well. It was just too much. But for women that do it, sometimes you find, yes, definitely moisturiser, use oils. I found things like bio oil really, really good for using on all of my body and on your breasts as well, really good. Get a good bra. That's the main thing. After having a baby, go and get yourself fitted. If you are nursing, and even if you're not, get yourself fitted again because the size has changed. When you're pregnant, they could have been bigger. They might even be bigger now again if you're breastfeeding. Mm. So you need to get the right bra, and that will stop your breasts from sagging afterwards and dealing with all those issues. So I think that's the most important thing I would say to any woman. Go into town, get yourself, you know, properly, you know, measured, and you'll feel so much better as well with new bras. You know, you really will. I know that sounds, but you will. You'll feel better with underwear.
You're dismissing me and saying this makes no sense to you, you fool. But you have no idea about how important.
I know you have some idea. No, I know you have some idea.
No, but you're quite right. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Well,
you can imagine.
I can only imagine how important
it
is, because you know we have men things that need to be the right way too, and you've got girl things that need to be the right way too.
Exactly.
The hair gets affected, doesn't it? It can go quite thin or greasy or whatever it might be.
It can. It can go very thin. When you're pregnant, your hair is usually amazing. It's very full and thick. And when you're pregnant, you don't lose hair. That's usually what happens. So you'd normally lose about 100 hairs a day, Ryan.
Yes.
But when you're pregnant, you don't. You tend to lose very few. So they have to come out at some point, and around that kind of the 2 month mark, when your baby's around 2 months old, you'll see you're shedding a lot of hair. Don't freak out about this. It's something that women really panic about.
Yeah.
And it tends to be around the hairline that you lose a lot of hair, so you can notice it. What I say to a lot of my clients as well, just you have to go with it. Don't be pulling at it. Don't be trying to, you know, thicken it up with, you know, straightening of the irons and stuff like that. It's going to make it worse. If you find that one side of your hair, it's worse. So say, for example, you part your hair on the left-hand side and it's worse on that side. Change your parting over to the right-hand side where your hair might be a little bit thicker and it will cover over all those short hairs. But it's something that every woman goes through. And after a year, it will start coming back. So don't lose heart.
Stay calm.
Don't lose heart. Some women, they seem worse than others when it happens. They're like panicking. Don't panic. Stay calm. It's going to be fine.
Trust me. Okay, Sinead is on the line now, so we're going to take a call from her. Good morning to you, Sinead.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And I'm obviously chatting here with Claire. So you had about... What, 5 years ago, you had twins?
Yeah, 5 years ago, Ryan. I actually brought them to meet you. One day you were down in the Clonmel Park Hotel and I horsed them in a buggy into Clonmel Park to meet you.
Did I not take them out of the buggy, no?
You did.
Yes.
I took a photo and everything. Yes, no, you did. But I was just saying to your researcher there that about, 5 years ago when they were born, I was on the couch and I think it was around the end of November and you had Claudia and Robbie Keane for an interview on the Late Late on a Friday night.
Yes.
So we had our usual Friday night activity, which was sitting down watching the Late Late, and was probably the first time we'd sat down that day because we had two other small children when the twins were born. And anyway, when Claudia Keane came on, and you just said to her, you know, that she had recently had a baby. and she looks amazing. I mean, amazing in this, you know, dress. And my husband was out in the kitchen, and he, next thing, heard me from the sitting room. I was hysterical. I don't mean that, you know, that kind of crying. I mean, the, you know, and he came in and said, what's the matter? What's the matter? And I said, look at Claudia Keane. Look how amazing she looks. And I was just, to say I was huge and... you know, just it was just not a pretty sight, and I felt awful in myself because my body had already been through two pregnancies before having the twins. I didn't look anything like Claudia Keane, you know, and she was saying how difficult it was, kind of so many weeks after having a baby, and, you know, she was working at it to look like this. But I'd been working at it, she was up and down the stairs 60 times a day, but it just seemed to be getting bigger by the day. And, you know, it's just, and I was, and he said, why are you crying? Is it because of Claudia Keane? You know, he couldn't kind of, I said there was a few hormone imbalances going on as well for the mood swings, you know. But, it felt huge.
Well, Sinead, as I was sitting there talking to Claudia Keane, if only I had known how upset you were at home, I would have said something into the camera to say, don't worry, Claudia is quite exceptional. You know what I mean? None of us are like her.
No, I know.
She's married to a superstar, and she probably has ways and means that are beyond a lot of people.
That's right.
Claire, we can't all be Claudine. Sorry, Claudia, I said Claudine.
No.
Claudine Keane.
No, you can't. She was a gorgeous person, as we know. Of course, you can't. And the thing is, you have to be easy on yourself. And it is all hormonal. When you start crying like that, we've all done it. I've been there myself, believe me. And sometimes, unfortunately, even though you're watching Ryan and you love him on The Late Late, when you feel like that, sometimes you have to switch if you don't want to see Claudia Keane in that way. But
My husband was saying to me, you love Ryan Tuberty. And I love you're always like flying the flag for the beautiful women that are, you know, the Hello magazines, you know, that invite you into their homes to see their homes, and they had a baby 4 weeks ago and they just look as well as stunning, and you just want to, you know, you want to use the magazine as a coffee mat, you know, you just... If I had invited anyone into my home 4 weeks after my twins were born, they would have left. They would need to have been guarded coming in, you know? It was just between dirty nappies, lack of sleep, everyone fighting with each other. It didn't look anything like...
No, but that's a normal house, Sinead.
Yeah, I know. Of course it is.
The rest of that, all those magazines, I keep telling people, they're not normal. It's like Facebook. No. It's fake book. It's not normal. Everything is just makey-uppy. The only thing real is what's behind your front door.
Yeah, it's not reality. At the end of the day, anyone could have gone into your house at that time with a makeup artist, a hairstylist and cleaners and everything else, which is what all these people have when you see them. You can make a room look fantastic. We can make you with lighting. You're going to look amazing. And that's what you have to take in mind when you look at any of these photos. Everyone has the best of help. And in reality, we don't have that every day. So you have to be easy on yourself and take these things with a pinch of salt. Look into the lives and say, isn't that great? And you know what? I'm going to get back to myself and I'm going to look fantastic. But don't beat yourself up over it, because you just can't do that, because all these people have so much help, and that's the reality.
And Sinead, you should tell your husband he should call around to my house on a Saturday morning for a coffee. If you saw the head in me on a Saturday, honestly, it's not pretty. The suit and everything, that's all put together for the TV. In real life, not a pretty sight.
That's all that matters. Yeah, well, it looks good on the Friday night, so it does.
Yeah, and then as soon as the credits roll, I'm in the dressing room, I'm back into my jeans and having
a
beer.
Yeah, that's normal life.
That's what I'm telling you. You gotta separate reality from non-reality, okay?
Yeah, but I just think post-baby, your rational head isn't really what it should be. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's just not what it should be. So, you know, but enjoyed the chat. It was really good listening to Claire this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sinead. It's nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Tell the twins I said hi. There she goes.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ryan.
Bye for now. Kay in Limerick says, sorry, Ryan, if you don't look like Claudine Keane pre-pregnancy, you definitely won't be looking like her post-pregnancy. Right, I'm laughing at Claire's reference to the underwear. My baby is 7 months old and was psychologically liberating to throw out the Bridget Jones knickers and get back to some nice stuff. Great advice from Claire. So back to the real world. Claire, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you so much for that.
Pleasure as always,
because
Ryan.
For us fellas... who have it so easy, it was great to get
you have an insight now,
haven't
you?
It's like I was telling Kim Cattrall on Friday by watching all the Sex and Cities. Yeah, I try to get insight. Yeah,
we all did, and you know, I think all guys do, and you know, that's the main thing. I hope you learned something this morning. And
I did.
From Sex and the City, you probably learned a lot too, right?
Loads, but I also this morning learned that Dita Von Teese, who I like, has a range for maternity wear. I just didn't know that's has she got kids?
No, she hasn't actually. No, she hasn't. But she's obviously seen that there's a huge gap in the market for sexy underwear after having a baby. So there you go.
Claire Devereaux, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ryan.